Go Nuts. It's Locked On Cardinals. I'm your host, Bo Brock, hanging out with you one final time before we wrap up the 2018 NFL season, Super Bowl 53. It's going down on Sunday. I've got my predictions. Love to hear your predictions on Twitter. Follow me at Bob Brack. My co-host, Alex Clancy, he's been boots on the ground in the ATL, hanging out, leading you up with some great coverage on our local Fox Sports 910 AM station here in Phoenix. The Freaks 1-4. One more time, you can hear Alex, Kenny, Crash, Richie, the whole gang bring you the coverage leading up to the big game. The Arizona Cardinals, more interesting news, more interesting storylines to cover today. Of course, on Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day, number one local sports daily podcast network. Try it out on your smart speaker. You get one for over the holidays, just tell your smart speaker, play Locked On Cardinals. And Alex and I will invade your smart speaker. And you'll hear our lovely, velvety, smooth pipes coming over that speaker. And we'll be giving you all the latest on the Arizona Cardinals. So Antonio Brown, the embattled wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, some have tied him a destination of the Arizona Cardinals very loosely. Nobody really seriously discussing it. But when a wide receiver, when a player of Antonio Brown's caliber becomes available and you were dead last in offense, you want to mull around that area. And Antonio Brown spoke today, says he wants to just win wherever his final destination may be as far as the NFL is concerned. Why just wanting to win for AB doesn't necessarily rule out the 3-13 Arizona Cardinals. Also, the Arizona Cardinals rolling over some cap space in from 2018 to 2019. What this means for the Cardinals, how that becomes available, what that means for their plan as far as free agency is concerned. And Cliff Kingsbury's top playmaker from Texas Tech is getting an invite to the NFL Combine. Why the Arizona Cardinals absolutely need to take a strong look at this prospect come Combine time and do their due diligence leading up to the NFL draft. As I said, give me a follow on Twitter. Let's talk. Let's chat. When we're not on the mics, let's talk over social media at Bob Brack. Also, as I said, Alex there in Atlanta, give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram if you want to see all the sights and the sounds from Super Bowl 53 leading up to the Super Bowl, at Clancy's Corner on both Instagram and Twitter. So Antonio Brown did speak today, and the one thing I would say is Antonio Brown surfaced with a brutal, brutal, real Slim Shady, bleached, blonde mustache. And as much as I want to rule him out as a potential trade target for the Arizona Cardinals this offseason, the play, just the ability as a playmaker in Antonio Brown is too much to even rule him out with a brutal, horrible, awful, I drive a van mixed with the real Slim Shady mix of a bleached blonde mustache. It's awful. It's like Kip Dynamite-esque. Who would do such a thing? Who would say, you know what? Not only do I need to rock the stash, but this thing needs to be bleached blonde. Awful look. I don't care how trendy you are. I don't care how, fashionable you believe to be. A bleach blonde mustache, bleach blonde mustache is never the route to go. But Antonio Brown, speaking to USA Today, had a little bit of a short interview and broke it down. I just want to win, Brown told USA Today Sports. Quote, I just want to win, play with the teams that's going to win. That's all I want. Doesn't matter where, the reporter asked. And Brown, AB, says it doesn't matter where. His blonde dyed mustache and hair with that blonde and blue streak. So Antonio Brown mixing things up, going for a new look. But kind of break this down. It doesn't matter where, and it doesn't matter. All he cares about is winning. So when you look at a couple of the teams tied to Antonio Brown, whether it's the San Francisco 49ers or the Arizona Cardinals, those are the two teams at the top of the NFL draft. And that was not because they finagled some trades and got their way up there. It was because they were the two worst teams record-wise in the NFL. And man, could Josh Rosen and could Jimmy Garoppolo, coming off knee surgery, or whether it's Nick Mullen, I don't know if Jimmy G is going to be ready by the start of next season. Odds are yes, but could they use some playmakers, especially anybody could use a playmaker the caliber of Antonio Brown. The thing that gets tricky, though, you can sell Antonio Brown on being part of the solution in turning things around as far as the Arizona Cardinals, as far as the San Francisco 49ers. You can spin that you're going to be part of us making the pivot from being a team at the bottom of the NFL standings to, with Antonio Brown, we can make our move up the standings. But as soon as the season begins, and as soon as Josh Rosen or Jimmy G or wherever Antonio Brown begins to, whoever he's catching passes from in 2019, as soon as the 2019 campaign begins and maybe some L's are received and taken, that's when the diva wide receiver and the interruption, the locker room cancer, as he can sometimes be, the Kim Kardashian, or I should just say the Kardashian type, just mannerisms will come out. And if you're the Arizona Cardinals, you have to look at this realistically. If we add Antonio Brown, do we just become marginally better? Do we go from 3 wins to maybe 6 wins? Does the combination of Josh Rosen, as you anticipate, with who you've surrounded him with as far as coaches are concerned, Cliff Kingsbury and Tom Clements, and their specialization in the quarterback position, can he make the jump in his sophomore season enough to satisfy a player the caliber of Antonio Brown and what his expectations are as far as being a diva wide receiver? And he's not going to be able to shake that stigma. He's not going to be able to shake people calling him a diva, because he absolutely is, despite, you know, all the goodwill that he had created for himself being a 6th-round pick out of, Central Michigan so many years ago, going from a project to the league's best wide receiver, and he absolutely was. But it's going to be tough for him to shake that. Is it worth it? Is it worth to part ways with the draft capital that it would take to get Antonio Brown to take up some of that cap space that the Cardinals will have? And we'll get into just how much they will have going into the 2019 offseason. It'll be enough, and it won't just take up too much salary cap to where they're going to be handcuffed the rest of the offseason. I'll say that much at this point in the podcast. But is it worth it that if things don't go right, and it very well could be the case to start things out in 2019, that the Cardinals don't come out of the gates on fire, that Antonio Brown is not going to be happy, a la Patrick Peterson last season? If they can't come out of the gates with a couple wins and very early on solidify themselves as a team on the rise, as an upstart Cardinals team, that's when this experiment becomes very bad. There's not a lot of, with a player like Brown, there's not a lot of wiggle room. So maybe do you leave that risk up to be made by Cardinals, or I'm sorry, teams not named the Cardinals, teams that are closer than the Cardinals? Who knows what, you have to look at the teams that are going to have cap space. Cleveland's going to have cap space. The Jets are going to have cap space. The Cardinals are in the top 10 as far as salary cap space for the 2019 offseason. But, you know, is it going to be worth going out there and making a move? The Seattle Seahawks have cap space. And if you probably were to approach Antonio Brown right now and say, hey, these are the 4 destinations you could go. You could go to Cleveland, you could play Pittsburgh twice a year, and you could show them up 2 times at the same time, take the AFC North out from under them, even though they didn't make the playoffs, but be better than your previous spot, show them up, play with Baker Mayfield, a quarterback on the rise, under Freddie Kitchens and their offense that we just assume would continue to trend upwards like they did at the end of the last season, and take a team that was 7-8-1 and help them turn the corner as a franchise, that's a more appealing to AB than what's going on as far as the Cardinals are concerned. Play with a guy like Jarvis Landry. I don't know if that maybe we've seen that AB is not exactly, he doesn't exactly play nice even with a player like Juju Smith-Schuster, who seems to be as unselfish as they come. Who knows what he's like behind, you know, locker room doors, but he seems like he's a great teammate. Would Antonio Brown, I would think he would welcome that. I think he would welcome that more so than he would welcome a trade to the Cardinals. Would he welcome a trade to the biggest media market right now as far as the Jets? And the Jets are going to have tons of cap space to play with. They're going to have, they've got a quarterback on the rise in Sam Darnold. I think Sam Darnold proved in his rookie year to me more appealing than that of Josh Rosen. I mean, it's not, the margin isn't huge, but Sam Darnold, I think, showed that he's got a very bright future in this league, more so than Josh Rosen. That's got more question marks. Would Antonio Brown want to go play in the Big Apple? I think the answer is yes, more so than coming out here and playing in Arizona. Because if the wins and the loss, if the wins aren't going to be there, at least he's got the ability to market himself there. Other teams that could be destinations for Antonio Brown, I know the Colts have a lot of cap space. Do they want to bring on that? Pair him with Andrew Luck, T.Y. Hilton, Antonio Brown. That's scary. That's scary. The Colts have more than enough cap space to pull it off. Do they want to part ways with what it would take to acquire Antonio Brown, which I don't think is going to be that much. Other teams that other potential destinations, other place. I mean, other teams are going to be able to, if they're not in the conversation as far as cap space right away, teams can figure it out. Seattle's going to have more cap space than the Cardinals. Is Antonio Brown going to want to pack up and move across the country, play with Russell Wilson and a Seahawks team that nearly surprised everybody? And they did. They made the postseason and ended up losing to the Dallas Cowboys in the wild card round, but they went 10-6. Can you imagine Antonio Brown and Russell Wilson? That's a pretty impressive, you know, that run game mixed with AB, Doug Baldwin, and Russell Wilson. I like it. And then you got the Niners, probably more appealing than the Cardinals. The appeal is not going to be there initially for Antonio Brown, but I think you can certainly, this is not a no-spend zone. You can spin it. And you can, Steve Keim in the front office and Cliff Kingsbury with that air raid offense can certainly spin things up to kind of spit shine this turd a little bit and make it look appealing to a guy like Antonio Brown. So I don't think it's completely out of the question, barring Antonio Brown's comments today saying he just wants to go to a place where he can win. Because Antonio Brown's going to believe that he's going to be a difference maker. He's going to be a guy that's, he's not going to be Kevin Durant ring chasing going to the Golden State Warriors for a core that's already in place. That's not going to be necessary, I think, to really keep Antonio Brown healthy. But I will say things will go downhill quickly if you come out of the gates and you don't continue to retool, rebuild this roster beyond the acquisition of Antonio Brown. But I don't think it's out of the question. It's Locked On Cardinals. Bo Brock hanging out with you on this Friday before the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 53, a Super Bowl prediction coming from my my opinion coming up later in the program. But coming up next, the Arizona Cardinals are rolling over just over $6 million in unused cap space from 2018 to 2019. What does that mean for the 2019 offseason? I will tell you exactly what that means. It's next. You're listening to Locked On Cardinals. Back here with Locked On Cardinals, Bo Brock. Give me a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Bob Brack. Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day, number one local sports daily podcast network. You love hoops? You love what's going on before the NBA trade deadline? You got to give a lot of our NBA Locked On Podcast a listen if you are a hoop head. Absolutely did do that. Just browse, of course, wherever iTunes are found, whether it's iTunes, Spotify. Just give it a search. You can find all the Locked On podcasts across the NBA, whether it's Mavericks, and what the our Mavericks podcasters are chatting about with the acquisition of Kristaps Porzingis, or what are the Knicks talking about? Are they down on their luck after they traded Kristaps, or are they talking about what the Knicks are going to do with all that cap space come the 2019 offseason? Interesting conversations going on as far as Locked On NBA and all our podcasts across the Locked On Podcast Network. Of course, your team every day, the Locked On Podcast Network. So the Cardinals, it came out yesterday that they had $6.5 million in unused salary cap space for the 2018 season. That's going to roll over into the 2019 season. The NFL Players Association released the carryover amounts for each NFL team on Thursday. And the Arizona, they're in the middle of the road. They're a top 10 projected total cap space heading into the offseason. According to SpotTrack, the projections, the Cardinals will have the 10th most cap space with just under $50 million based on their top 51 players on their roster at the present. So, including all of their players signed in 2019 as of the first day in February, they ranked 10th in the league, right around $46.9 million in remaining cap space. Then you add that rollover money, and it's going to be close to 50. So the Cardinals, they're going to have enough money. A lot of people, you know, we talked about how they would have about $65 million after the 2018 season concluded, and they were going to be closer to the top five than maybe the bottom of the top 10. But let's keep this in perspective. How much cap space do you need? How much cap space do you really need to rebuild this roster? You don't need to be in on a crazy amount of free agent transactions. You just need difference makers. You need guys. Not only you need one or two stars that could be in the conversation, as we talked earlier in the week, about your top five players, and make sure you can round out that top five and have some guys just on the outside looking in on your top five that are going to, you know, push the conversation for them as well. You need guys, you need to add them. You need difference makers. You need stars. You need guys like CJ Mosley that you can, without any hesitation, say he's a top five Arizona Cardinal. Because right now, it's Patrick Peterson, it's Chandler Jones, it's Larry Fitzgerald, it's David Johnson, and then things get a little blurry after that. You need to add one, two guys right out of the gates of free agency that in that conversation. It's Peterson, it's Jones, it's Fitz, it's David Johnson, it's CJ Mosley. You need those type of difference makers after a 3-13 season. Then you look at the offseason, and you're still going to have more than enough cap space to start adding depth. Adding depth. If you don't get Mosley, you want to add to the linebacking core. You want to add to the secondary. You want to add to the offensive line. You want to add to your wide receiver core. And you'll have more than enough financial flexibility to make those moves, make those signings, pull off some deals. We said it earlier this week. You're going to want to make some trades. Good teams do that. Look at what the Rams were able to do. Now, the Rams didn't do it as much in the season previous, Sean McVay's first season and Jared Goff's sophomore season. But I think that you will see that, yeah, you're going to make a trade. You're probably going to bring in a playmaker. Maybe bring in a cornerback. Finally, please solidify that position opposite Patrick Peterson. You're going to be able to sign Patrick Peterson to a lucrative extension, make him feel financially secure and happy that he's still amongst the top paid, if not the top paid corner in the league. He absolutely deserves that. Especially after kind of having to endure some of the crap as being misutilized as he was, as many of the Cardinal stars were underutilized, misutilized in Steve Wilkes' scheme last season, whether it was the offense or defense. It was just brutal. So as far as the cap space is concerned, close to 50. I know it's not 65, 70. It could absolutely rise. I mean, before the new league year, we could see some names exit that will provide a little bit more money, whether it's Antoine Bethea or it's Jermaine Gresham. Please cut ties with Jermaine Gresham. Please, in that experiment. I don't know. Does he have pictures of Steve Keim? Are there pictures somewhere of Steve Keim, incriminating pictures of why he continues to not only bring Jermaine Gresham back, but also pay him handsomely. End that experiment. It's not working. So they will have more than enough money to get things done and make the proper moves to retool, rebuild this roster. I'm sorry I keep on saying retool. Rebuild is the correct word. They used retool last year during Steve Wilkes' press conference. That was incorrect. Coming up next, Super Bowl prediction plus Cliff Kingsbury's top playmaker is available heading to the NFL scouting combine. Cardinals need to pay attention to this player, this prospect. I'll tell you who he is and what he brings to the table next. It's Locked On Cardinals. Final segment here, Locked On Cardinals. Bo Brock with you solo for the final time this week. My co-host Alex Kentz will be back from Super Bowl Radio Row in Atlanta on Monday. We'll have a brand new podcast for you breaking down the Super Bowl. Does the Sean McVay blueprint, does it pay off? Can the Cardinals look forward to that type of success off of a offensive-driven scheme with a young quarterback with pieces built around him? We'll see if it works out. Can it get to the top of the mountain? If not, it's still very impressive what Sean McVay's done, especially at his age. Jared Goff, how he's turned things around after that brutal rookie season. Many people thought he was already a bust at number one overall out of Cal. Jared Goff is quickly emerging as one of the league's best quarterbacks, best young quarterbacks. So by the end of the podcast, I promise you, I will give you my Super Bowl prediction. But Cliff Kingsbury, as we mentioned it, the Cardinals following that blueprint, Sean McVay, and Cliff Kingsbury is a guy that's bringing in his air raid offense, an offensive-minded coach, trying to take the Cardinals team that was dead last in offense, 32nd out of 32 teams, and move them up the list. Not only just move them up the list, not to the 20s, not to the teens, but the idea with Cliff Kingsbury coming in is that you will be a top offense in this league. You will be up there. Hopefully, you saw the final four teams in the league this year, the Saints, the Chiefs, and of course your two Super Bowl teams, the Patriots and the Rams. They were in the top five in offense, all four of them. I believe they were the top four teams in offense this season. Cliff Kingsbury in that air raid offense, you got to start to tool towards the personnel, right? You've got Christian Kirk coming back. I know that his season ended in injury last year, but he had over 500 yards receiving. He made some big plays for the Cardinals. Just get the ball in his hands. Air raid offense is going to be able to do that. Get Larry Fitzgerald back to the production that he had previous to last season. Still had over 700 yards receiving, six touchdowns for Larry Fitz. If he can duplicate that, you'll take that, right? Because you have to continue to add playmakers to that offense, whether it's at the tight end position. Will the air raid scheme benefit a guy like Ricky Seals-Jones? I don't know. I don't know if anything would benefit Ricky Seals-Jones. I think he's just a guy. I don't think he's going to be an offensive force that opposing teams are going to have to deal with and game plan for week in and week out. So maybe you look at the draft for the tight end position. You look at the free agent market for the tight end position. And then that wide receiver room was just an absolute embarrassment last year. Don't bring back J.J. Nelson. I don't want to see number 14 again. You know, he made some big plays for this franchise at points during his career, but he's regressed. He's not a playmaker in this league. And there's a guy that I think would be great to help kind of revamp that wide receivers room that you can get in the draft. And I would think you could even hang out until about the fourth round and use that top pick in the fourth round for Cliff Kingsbury's top playmaker at Texas Tech, Antoine Wesley, a 6'5 wide receiver, decent speed. He's a guy that's going to win a lot of one-on-one matchups. He's just a playmaker. He's a down-the-field, take-the-top-off-the-defense type wide receiver. He's got the size. He's probably got to add some weight. But man, if you get Antoine Wesley late in the draft, whether it's, you know, if you make a move to, I think that maybe your third round pick, number one, the first pick in that third round, it might be a stretch, But bringing a guy like Antoine Wesley, I think that would help bring some young talent into that wide receivers room. Also, you know, if N'Keal Harry's there at 2-1, do it. And now we're starting to cook with gas. And now we're looking at Cliff Kingsbury and his offensive scheme. You're like, it does, you know, this is going to be a very good position for him to succeed in year one. But I think Antoine Wesley, he was invited to the NFL scouting combine. His size, his athleticism, his playmaking ability, I think that would be just, and his familiarity with Cliff Kingsbury's scheme, that's a home run right off the bat. So that's something to look at when you're watching, you know, NFL Network and their scouting combine coverage. Make sure you take note of Antoine Wesley, a guy that I think needs to make his way to the Arizona Cardinals wide receiver room in 2019. Thank you for listening all week. My name is Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Bob Brack. Alex and I will be back on Monday. We'll break down the Super Bowl, my Super Bowl prediction that the Rams, they're going to win this one. I say they win 38-31. Rams win it. Rams 5-1 in shootouts this season. Sean McVay in his second season, already a Super Bowl champion. Should be a fun one on Sunday. But enjoy the Super Bowl, and we will talk to you on Monday. Thanks for listening to Locked On Cardinals.